Great job, praise team. Hallelujah. Great. Y'all ought to give them a hand clap. My goodness. We're going to stir up the gift. Amen. Amen. Okay. You have forced me to do this. Let's everyone stand up. Tell five people you love them and God loves them, and to stir up the gift of the Holy Ghost in you. Do not be bashful. God loves you, now I love you. Stir up, the Holy Ghost is in you. Amen. I'll tell you, hey, look, y'all, heaven ain't going to be quiet. Heaven's going to be noisy. Maggie's already there. We know it's going to be noisy. Hallelujah. We got a lot of folks up there. Glory be to God forever and forever. Thank you, Jody. I guess y'all can quit now. You did. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Great job, praise team, as always. Always, always. And Diane, thank you so much for always being anointed to do what you do. And Casey, we thank you for sharing that. Isn't that great? You cannot go wrong by doing what God says to do. And do it in faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit is alive and well. Aren't you glad? I'm glad we don't have 3 points in a poem. Some of you might want to get out a little earlier. Just pray that the poem gets a little shorter. A one-point poem. Woo! So good to be here today. Good to see you all. Amen. Y'all are blessed of the Lord and highly favored.
Yes, we are.
You are somebody. Yes. You're kings and priests in God. Amen? You have a seat in heaven. You've been raised up together with Him to be seated in heavenly places. And the word seat there means little throne. We don't get the big throne, but we got a throne. And you got a robe of righteousness. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. You're going to be looking good in heaven. You're looking pretty good down here, aren't we? You're supposed to say amen.
Amen.
You're looking, the preacher's looking good down here, isn't he? Say amen. Come on now. Woo! Robe of right. I can't imagine. I just had this little mini vision here a while ago. A robe of, you know, and Isaiah says, he was in the presence of the Lord on the Lord's. No, it wasn't. King Darius had died, and there he was, and his train, the train of God, filled the temple. You know what a train of God? Now, that's not talking about the Frisco or the choo-choo train. That's talking about the train of His robe. I mean, it filled the temple. Let me tell you something. There's a whole lot that follows God. There's a whole lot in that robe that follows Him around. Just keep following God. I promise you, you're going to be in that robe. Glory to God. You're going to fill up the temple. Isn't that great? But that robe of righteousness is part of your, it's part of you. It's not just a garment. It's part of you. Amen? So that's where we are in God today. Amen? You're not just a weary old traveler going through, trudging through the heat and the cold and whatever is going on planet Earth. You are anointed of God. You're an ambassador for Christ. You're more than a conqueror. You're an overcomer. Amen? You can't go under for going over. You're the head, not the tail. You're blessed coming in, going out. Glory to God. There are promises stacked up for you. There's a promised land out there for you. And we are well able to go and to possess the land. And say, I am well able to go and to possess the land. Where is the land? You see, that's the problem. We know things, but we don't know where to go find them. We heard about things, but we don't know what to do with it. What I do now? I need a little more of this. Well, the Lord has given us an outline for success. Are you ready? This is not 3 points and a poem. Some of you might have said that. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. An outline for success. Now, we're not going to get through this today, so we'll carry it on maybe tonight. But whatever the Lord would have us to do, it's going to be good. The river of God is flowing in here. Oh, yeah, thank you, Lord, I'll do that. I was instructed by the Lord. As you're looking up Deuteronomy 30:19, and they'll get it on the screen for you. Holy Spirit instructed me to say this to you today as I'll read it out of the scripture. Jesus said in Luke 4:18, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." Do you think it still is upon him? Yes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Is he not? Yes. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, to recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Now that's the Spirit of the Lord is upon Jesus, right? Jesus has ascended. He lives in heaven now. But he sent back the Comforter, his Spirit, to fill us. We are the body. Everybody say, we are the body of Christ. We're the body of the Anointed One and his anointing. He's the head. We're the body. He's anointed. We're anointed. He's anointed. We're anointed. He's anointed. We're anointed. He's anointed. We're anointed. With what? What am I to do with the anointing? What am I going to... sometimes we preachers, we get sort of stuck. What am I going to preach this Sunday? And I need to impress these people. Well, y'all have left a long time ago if I was trying to impress anybody. We're not in the entertainment business. We're here to follow the Holy Ghost. We're here to follow the captain of our ship. We're here to follow the King of Kings. We're here to follow the chief high priest of the church. The head of the church speaks by his Spirit to our spirit. We obey the Lord. He presents a river for us to flow through. We find that river and we flow in that river. The Holy Ghost gives us life. Amen? We're not just going through 3 points and a poem. We used to go to the same church, didn't we? Anyway. We prophesied Casey there, right? You think? Anyway. But you know, it's no reflection on anybody. But we have learned something. That this book makes all the difference in the world. Several 50 years ago, probably 80% of the homes around in this area had one of these in the house. Not all of them are reading it. And just because you got a Bible in your car and in your study and on your coffee table does not mean that you are doing it right with God. You got to read the book. So the book says, the Bible says, which is basic information before leaving earth. Any of y'all left earth before? No. We're all still here. But as we follow the Holy Spirit, giving us information from the head of the church, when we hear that information, we are responsible to do what that information says to do. Or we could just do it my way, like Elvis did on the record. I just dated myself, didn't I? Album even, a 45, 78, 32, whatever. I don't know what they're doing today. I still got chords and stuff. Anyway. But when we do what God says to do, it always brings life. Let me tell you, coming to church ought to be fun. And I just want to thank our family for gathering here today. We could have gathered, you could have gathered it anywhere in the world, but you gathered here. And it's always good to come home. To the place. Now, this building is not the church. You are the church. But you, as family of God, the church, the body of Christ, with his anointing, not some man-made, mediocre, watered-down, diluted, lukewarm anointing. We need to identify who we are in Christ. We're not just anybody. You are a child of the King. You are a child of God with an anointing. Everybody say, I have an anointing. It's his anointing, but it's on me. Because I'm his body. He's the head. I'm the body. He's the head. I'm the body. He's the head. I'm the body. And the body has his anointing. The anointing of Christ. The anointed one of God. The child, the son of the living God. And all his anointings are on the body of Christ. Why in the world are we preaching a watered down, lukewarm, pitiful gospel or living it that way? Woo! Let's just stir up the gift that's in us. That gift in you is the Holy Ghost. It's God. And we're to do what Jesus did and even greater things. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. This is Luke 4, 18. We just read a while ago. This is what Jesus said. It's in red. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Everybody say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now you can say that because you're his body. He's the head. Now at this instant, he's saying it, talking about himself personally. But one day came on the day of Pentecost when his Spirit was poured out on all flesh. And all those believed received that Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Amen? The church was born. We're filled with the Holy Ghost. We have power, miracle-working power to go about being his witnesses, not only in this place, but into the uttermost parts of the whole earth. You and I are ignited. You are a nuclear bomb going somewhere to bring healing, power, love, peace, joy, comfort. All that Jesus is anointed to do is on you and on me. Glory to God. Now, I'm not saying we're all walking in all the gifts and powers of Jesus, but you put us all together and we do. You put us all together and we do. Amen. An outline for success. If you don't want to be successful in God, if you don't want to be successful in this life, well, I guess you can just fold your Bibles and stop taking notes right now. But if you want to be successful, some of us spend a lot of time in school trying to get that education, which is great, wonderful, to get ahead in life, to have a job that would be allow us to do things, and that's what you're supposed to do. God wants to prosper you. He wants to increase you. He'll do it through that system. He'll do it because he's anointed you to have gifts and talents to do that, and he's called you to be a doctor, a nurse, school teacher, whatever it might be, to be into that place where you serve people and you're able to grow and you're able to prosper, and so that you can promote the gospel with your tithe and with your offering and with your presence in church. Amen? Glory to God. He has anointed us to do those things. But I'm here to tell you, without God in your life, you will never make success like you need it to be. Spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, socially, and emotionally. Six areas, major areas of our life. Money can't buy all that. It can't buy peace. Can't buy healing. Can't buy friends. It'll buy you some buddies, some running buddies. We all had some running buddies. Might have been a running buddy. But you know, when times gets rough, they're running. Your buddy just left. And you holding the bag. You the one behind the steering wheel. They're gone. God will never leave you like that. Without God, we'll never attain the success. Just simple peace of mind. Joy unspeakable. In the midst of the night when your house is burning down. Where's Fuzz and Mary Jane? There's Fuzz. Watch the house go up in flames. They have perfect peace. Now, can money buy that? No. All of you have gone through things. We've been together long enough. We've learned that. I've seen you in operation. And you've come through like champions every time. But there may be someone here today that needs to hear this again. I'm going to just say it. I need to hear this again. Because things in God can get familiar, lose their power. Because I knew something yesterday doesn't mean it's working today. It's sort of like, you know, you're just as good as your next victory in a ball game or something. Amen. All right. an outline for success. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. God says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. Well, what are we going to say to that? Are we witnesses today? Are we reading his word today? He said, I'm calling you today. I'm writing it down today. That I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. That thou and thy seed may live. Let's do 20. That thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and thou mayest obey his voice, that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life, the length of thy... Am I reading a good book or what? Yeah. The length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers. That's the land of promise. To Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give them. Is this a good book?
Yeah.
You think it's the most important book we could ever read? Well, duh. Why don't I read it more? Why don't I actually put it to work, put it to practice? This is an outline for success. He's the head, we're the body. We are anointed like he's anointed. But if we don't know what he did, if we don't know what he's doing, if we don't know where his purpose is, where he's going with this, what he did, what does it all mean? What's Easter about? It's not a bunny rabbit. What's Christmas about? It's not Santa Claus. What does an empty tomb mean? Glory to God, it means everything.
Amen.
What is a virgin birth? What does that mean? It means everything. If that's wrong, we ought to just go home. But it ain't wrong. Excuse my grammar. Let's go to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Outline for success. The word of God equals knowledge and wisdom. Now I can go to, what could I do? I learned how to put groceries in a sack. That's about all I ever did. Or you can go to school, learn to be a businessman. A lot of businesses are failing. He may have 4.0 average. That don't mean you're going to have a success in life. Amen? That doesn't hurt. It's something God has given you an advantage to do. But I've known several millionaires that never got a college degree or even a high school certificate. That don't mean you don't get one. Amen? Say the preacher's preaching good. It's 4 minutes to 12, and he's still preaching good. But time's running out on him. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. If there's ever a scripture in the Bible that is a nugget for prosperity and success, this is it. This book of the law, talking about the Bible, shall not depart out of thy mouth. In other words, you don't start talking other things. This is all it's about right here. The word of God. It stays in your mouth. Amen? But thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Luke should never say, I already messed up. Because I ain't doing that. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written there. Observe to do. I don't want to do a thing. I want God to just, I want to put a quarter in God's jukebox. And I want to hit B17 and hear my favorite record. I want to turn out just right. I want to have that good old feeling I had when I heard B17 for the first time. But God is not a jukebox, and you ain't got enough money to buy him. So what do I do? Why don't I just do what he says? We had a coach in growing up in school. We had more than one coach. But a couple really were impressed in my life, Coach Ramage and then Coach Payne, which Ann said she was going to bust his lips one day. He's 6'4 and weighed 230. Anyway. But Coach Ramage, I'm telling you, as kids, he said, okay, boys, today I want you to jump off the gym roof. We'd have gone and looked for the ladder. I mean, we had that much respect for this man. I remember one day we were playing at baseball practice, and we had two boys. The Himba was their name. Himba. Moved in from New Orleans to Nelda, Mississippi. You talking about a shock for them and a shock for us. Yes, it was. But Johnny was a good friend of mine. He had an older brother, and that's just enough said. And Coach Ramage had us in a huddle, and this is baseball practice, first day, and he said something, and Jim Humble, the older brother, said, "Huh?" Coach Ramage took one step forward and said, "What did you say?" "Huh?" He said, "It's sir to you. Because what I say on this field is what goes." Now, he was gruff on the outside, but he had a heart big as Texas. I got to know that later on. But I'm telling you, we would go to baseball practice just so he could run us to get us in shape for football. We'd run 50-yard wind sprints and that kind of crazy stuff. They'd put you in jail for doing that today. Give you a salt tablet instead of giving you water. I remember those days. You was a sissy if you drank water. I mean, Bear Bryant didn't have anything on Coach Ramage. But if we put that much confidence in a person, why can't we not put that much confidence in God's Word? But one reason I had confidence in Coach Ramage's Word was because I was there. I was hearing what he said. I played baseball, played a little football, played a little basketball. My basketball career, I've shared this more than once. In 11th grade, Burdell, we were integrated 1968, my junior year. From that day forward, I never played another game of basketball. Those boys came in and they knew how to play basketball, buddy. And they, you know, there's an old saying, that says, not too old of a saying, but it says, white men can't jump. It's true. I'm serious. There's a friend of mine, Slick Word was his name. He was black. We were still all friends, but we just went to different schools, but now we're going to the same school. Anyway, he and I are exactly the same height. How many of y'all play basketball in school? How many ever been in the gym? I mean, my word, come on now. Fess up. Did anybody go to school in here? Carolyn was a star basketball player. Yeah. She's so young that, I said that right, that the girls played half court back in those days. Defense and forward. Defense and up. Anyway, back to my story. The net's hanging out. How many of you know how tall the goal is? 10 feet. Net's hanging down below that, right? This is practice. You jump up and hit the backboard. Jump, hit the backboard. Jump, hit the backboard. I can't hit the backboard. I barely can hit the net. I'm serious. And Slick, same height as me, flat foot, jumps and catches the rim. You think I'm going to play any that year? No. My senior year, Travis, I decided I'd just ride the bus. And that's all. And me and James Adam Malone and I rode the pine that whole year. Another story. But I heard the words of that coach. If I'd get in the presence of God, I'd get in front of my Bible, I'd hear his word. And it would start building respect in me. It would start building faith in me and what he can do. I tell you, Coach Ramage would say, "You say, sir." Well, I'd say, "What? Sir. God says to do something." I said, "Well, you know, I'll do that if I want to." Am I preaching good?
Amen.
I'm preaching to me. I'm going to buy this CD. I guess we have them. Listen to the podcast, right? Mark in your Bible, if it's not marked, it probably already is. Joshua 1:8. Meditate day and night. Observe to do according to what's written therein. To do it. That's, I'm gonna listen to the word. I'm gonna study the word. It's the first book of my life. I'm gonna study it. And then I'm gonna do it. Amen. I got to do all 10 of them commandments. Yeah, many more. But just to give you some encouragement, Jesus paid for all that. There's no more curse. Come on now. That's some good news. You need to get over there a little bit further in the new part of that book called New Testament. It says, we've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus paid the price for us. Does not give us a license to go do whatever we want to. No, because when you do, the wages of that is not a good turnout. The wages of living what God says to do, the best of your ability, will have good outcome. But our big hindrance is this. I don't know enough about God. I don't know enough about His Word. Well, man, you've been preaching for 40 years. You all know something. I came to this conclusion a long time ago. The more I learn about Him, the more I know. I don't know anything. And anybody worth their salt that served God for any length of time will say the same thing to you. God is so big, you can't comprehend Him all. But let me tell you something. You will get it. You will get it. You will get it. You will grow. You will grow. You will grow. And you will go, go, go in the things of God. It will get a hold of you and you can't let go. Just give God a chance. He wants to take you to a place you can't even imagine. He wants you to live in a land and a life where impossible is not possible. He will move the mountains out of your way. He will part the Red Sea for you. But you got to know what to do. You got to listen like Moses said. And the Lord said, stretch out your rod of authority. Take your hand and move the waters across. And they parted. The ground dried up. And you walked across. Hey, look, everybody. There's no going back. It's always a trap. It's always false. It's easier. What are we going to serve, our flesh, or are we going to serve faith? Living by faith is not easy. It's not for sissies. But I'm telling you what. It'll give you miracles. It'll give you miracles. Just because we shrink back from being strong in faith, just because let's just temper this down a little. Let's just cool this water off. Let's just get a little more. Do we dare say it? Lukewarm. Because there's a lot. I don't want to make the devil mad. He's already mad. He hates everything about you. But guess what? Greater is He that's in you than he that's in this world. The devil has no power. Jesus took it all.
Amen.
Who are you with? Jesus. I'm with Jesus. Amen. What does that mean? I got the power.
Yeah.
Oh, come on now. Let's stir this thing up. Let's stir up our lives. Let's stir up our homes. Let's stir up our place where we work. Let's just be who we are. Let's be the body of Christ. Amen? Let's be that hope and that joy for somebody else. Let's be that strength. Let's be that tower somebody can run to because you know God. Hey, come on over here. It's safe where I am. Okay, what do you know? I know the one that gave me safety and peace and joy. His name's Jesus. Would you like to know Him? Oh, yeah. Well, then you get to tell Him. This book of the law shall not. Everybody say, shall not.
Shall not.
Depart out of my mouth. I'm not getting away from the book. What is the Bible? It's God's will and prosperity for all of us. In every area of my life. Now let's say it together. Spiritually.
Mentally.
Financially.
Socially.
And emotionally. I left one out. There's six of them. Financially, socially, emotionally. Anyway, six of them. Listen to the podcast. Spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, socially, and emotionally. Got it. Don't ask me. It's like the ABCs for me. I have to sing them. I can't say them. But in all those areas of life, God wants you to be successful. Jesus said, I've come to give you life, life more abundantly. The devil is a thief, and he wants to steal and kill and destroy. Well, what can God, I like that. I want to feel it. I want to experience that. What do I do? Get in the book. Read it. Listen to it. Listen to good preachers. I should have said good. Listen to the Word of God. And grow. Study to show yourself approved. An outline for success. What time is it, somebody? Time to go. 10 after. Glory to God. What do you think about that, Lee? That's my own family up here. I can't imagine what y'all are saying. I'm just so thankful Dodge store stays open 24/7. I can get some chicken. Hallelujah. But I think the Lord's got our attention today. Song service to praise and worship. Being together. Family together. You're brothers and sisters. We've come together today. And He's honored us with His presence. We've made praises and worshiped Him. And His presence filled the room. And His Word is encouraging us. I want you to be successful. I want you to have everything and be everything you could ever think about being. But please, show up for school. Read my Word. Let it be the guiding light of your life. Somebody brought this up the other day. I was talking to him. It might have been Mike Holloway. And we used to wear those bracelets, you know. What would Jesus do? We need to bring them back out. Because that will keep you right in line with what what would Jesus do in this situation? Amen?
Amen.
Well, I don't know. What? Go figure it out. Go find those promises. He wants you to be successful in every area of your life. Amen?
Amen.
He died for it. He went to hell for it. He rose from the dead for it. He ever lives today to make intercession for us that we can have that. Yes. Amen? Let's all stand to our feet, please. Hallelujah. God is so good. He has not left you out. But we have to participate with the plan. You make a plan, but then you have to work the plan. And you have to work it, work it, work it. It will work. Amen? Well, it don't look like it. It's going to work.
Amen.
It's going to work. I love you guys so much. We've been through a lot the last week or so. And you've all responded with great excellence. You're doing the Word. You're doing the Word. But life is life. Just a second. I'll let you do it. Life is life. But there's always things in life, because this is plan B, not plan A, that we have to that we're challenged with. But you, if you know the Word of God, can arise above it every time. And keep walking in strength, power, and victory. And have a good outcome. Amen. Amen.
You know, I just really wanted to, it's the message Jimmy brought today. I thought so much about Larry and Margaret. I even thought this morning, you know, God, what would Jimmy preach today? Because I know I've had things in my life and I wondered, well, God. Well, the Spirit had Jimmy to preach today that the Word works.
Yes.
It will not return void, but it works.
Always.
And I'm telling you, I've never seen a family more full of the Word and done the Word like Larry and Margaret, Tim and Ashley, and Cooper, and
Micah.
And I'm telling you, they showed me just how big God is and how much the Word is in them.
Yeah.
And which I don't have to tell you, you're not kids. Keep praying for them. Keep lifting them up.
Yes.
And let the Spirit guide them and guide us. We serve a good God.
Yes, we
he
do.
He is a good God.
Yes, He is.
He is not a bad guy,
no.
God. God's timing is not our timing. But anyway, we know where Maggie is. She's already been seen in the lightning. Well, I tell you, around here, lightning's about as strong as it can get, can it?
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, God is God. He's faithful. Larry, He's faithful.
Yes.
And y'all are so precious to all of us.
Yes.
And I tell you, our church family, y'all are so, all so precious. And, you know, I couldn't wait to get here today to just somebody hold you, somebody love you. So take the time, which I know your hearts are all touched, and you will. But take the time to tell people you love them.
Yes.
What can I do for you? And the main thing we can do is pray for them. But you know what? God did a good job. He used you today. He did a good job, baby.
Yes, He did.
Because I thought, oh, Lord, what would He preach today? You think that might be a little pride? Just a little bit of pride? I was listening to a preacher yesterday, and his whole sermon was on pride. And if you think he ain't got pride, you know what? God is greater than any pride or anything we have. God is greater.
Yes. Amen. Thank you. It's just great to be together. One can put 1,000 flight, two can put 10,000. Look what you can do. We're all living among eagles here. And we're going to soar higher and higher and higher. The job's going to demand it. But the anointing will provide it. If I will just do it. So let's say it out loud. I will do it. I will do the Word. I will fulfill His destiny. In Jesus. Father, I thank You that out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, You have perfected praise. Out of Your children, Lord God, we praise You to perfection, completeness, wholeness. You inhabit those praises. We thank You for Your help. We thank You for Your grace. We thank You, Lord, for Your mercy. And Lord, deal with me. Deal with all of us to make sure that there's no other thing before ourselves but You, Your Word. They are the same. And Lord, when I say or we say Jesus is Lord, that's not a theory. It is practicality. Because what? I know the Word and I do the Word. Jesus and the Word are the same. Word of God, speak to me today. And I will obey. And I will have prosperity all the way. Dismiss us now, Lord God. And Father, if there's anyone in this room today, Lord God, that needs to make that decision for You, Jesus, You are the Lamb of God. And if we'll believe in our heart that Jesus is the Son of God, that He died in our place, was raised from the dead, And if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, the Bible says that we are saved. So Lord, if we'll make that declaration today and that heartfelt commitment as we just get honest with you, Lord God, you have made the difference. And we will go and tell. Father, we thank you for all these things. Thank you for healing us, blessing us in every area of our life. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray for those that are traveling. Lord, for those that are going to be traveling this week. And Lord, for those that in any and every area of their life, Lord God, they need you. Lord, we thank you for making a way for all of us. In Jesus' mighty name. Everybody said amen. Amen. Praise God. We'll be back at 5 for prayer, 6 for evening worship. And we got some umbrellas back there.